Welcome to JesusJournal.tv, where Jesus is live, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. This is number 9 of 12 roles of Jesus. There's more roles than that, but I'm just going over 12 of them. And this is the Son of Man. John 6:53 says, "So Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man,'" so he says he's the Son of Man here, "'and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves.'" And then Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who is tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin." So Jesus, being 100% deity, 100% God, came down, born of a woman, and put on flesh and bone and blood at that time as well, because that's what poured out of him, every bit of it. And he became 100% man, not losing his 100% God. He left all his gifts. He left all his power in heaven to be directed and led by the Father through the Holy Spirit, just like we have to be, because he had to be tempted just like we are to be tempted. The only difference between him and us is that we have, you know, sin nature. We have it in us. We're born and molded and corrupted, you know, in sin. But Jesus, since his Father was God, his Father in heaven, and he got blood that was not tainted with sin nature, and so that's the only thing different. But he was still 100% man, just like Adam was 100% man. But Jesus, 100% God and 100% man. He lived like a man from womb to tomb. He was born, he had to be born, he had to be spanked, I guess, to probably have that breath in him the first time. He had to be cleaned up, he had to go eat 3 times a day, he had to, you know, use the restroom, he had to do all these things. He had to learn. He had to grow up. He had to come under authority. So, he was tempted like man. In fact, he was tempted like man 3 times. There's 3, you know, maybe he wasn't tempted the same way you are or so I was. Certainly, because there wasn't some things, you know, back then. But there is 3 categories of sin, which is the lust of flesh, which is simply, you know, it could be pornography, it could be adultery, it could be food, it can be alcohol. There's the lust of the eyes, meaning you always want more and more and more. You're always jonesing for what the neighbor has. You're always comparing yourself. And the pride of life, which thinks you're better than somebody else because of what you have or what you can do. So Jesus was tested in all 3 areas, just like the first Adam and Eve were. And of course, they fell. That's why we needed Jesus to come. So Jesus was tested in the wilderness. Remember that? He came into ministry and he fasted for 40 days and then was found hungry. I don't know how you got hungry after 40 days. I get hungry after 4 hours. But anyway, Satan came to tempt him in those 3 areas. Remember, turn that rock into bread, because, you know, you got to take care of that hunger. You got to take care of yourself, Jesus. And Jesus said, "No, I'm not going to. Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I'm going to wait on God to provide something." Then Satan takes him up to the second temptation and says, "Cast yourself off this. You know, if you're not going to do it yourself, if you're not going to provide for yourself, then at least force God's hand, because you need some things here. In fact, you're hungry, so go ahead and jump off here. And God will send his angels," so you're using scripture here, "and to keep you, and everybody will know how great men of God you are. They will all bow down to you, and then God will be forced to have to take care of your needs." And Jesus said, "No, thou shalt not tempt God," or force him earlier, you know, added my words. And then the third thing, Satan took him on for the third one, you know, and tell him, "Hey, so I guess you're coming here to save the nations." And it says in Psalms that my beloved son was born this day. So asking me for the nations, I'll give them to you. So if you're not going to try to do it yourself, if you're not going to force the hand of God, maybe you're looking for a third party to help you. And guess what, Jesus? All those nations you're looking to save, I've got them in my possession. And I'll give them to you. All you have to do is bow down and worship me. And Jesus said, "No, that you worship one God and serve him only." So Jesus didn't even serve his own desires. Jesus didn't turn a rock into bread to feed his hunger. Jesus didn't force the hand of God, force his timing, you know, that unto his timing. And Jesus didn't even go after his own desires. He kept it in check. He wasn't led by his own desires. He wasn't led to, you know, be famous. He wasn't led to do all these things. He always waited for the Father to make things happen. So that was all happening in the wilderness. So Jesus was tested in the wilderness by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And then you find him in the garden. Remember, all Israel was tested in the wilderness and they failed, except for 2 of them that went across. But now he's found in the garden. And he's being tested again. Remember, he said, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. So he's being tested on all three areas of the test of man again. He's being tested by the lustful flesh, you know, protecting your flesh. He's getting ready to get beat. He's getting ready to be crucified. And the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Why should I? In fact, the pride of life, you know, when he's being tempted to that, man, all of us know we deserve to die. All of us know that when bad things happen to us or something else, know that we deserve this. But when you don't have any sin nature in your life, when you've done everything perfectly, man, there's nothing in you that says die. Oh, our Adam say we're going to die. The elementary teaching found in Hebrews 6 says we're open once to die, then face death. We all, our Adams know that. We start dying the moment we were born. And so... But here's Jesus who's going through that as a son of man. So Jesus was tested on all the ways that we're tempted and tested in the wilderness, in the garden, and everything in between the wilderness and the garden for three and a half years there. He was also, I'm sure, he was tested we see him tested at 12 years old to obey his mom and dad. Remember, one of the Ten Commandments is honor your mother and father. And so he had to honor those. He had to honor his mother and his stepdad. Remember, his dad was the father, not Joseph. So Jesus was led into truth by the Holy Spirit through his whole life, just like we're going to be led into the Holy Spirit. We should be led. The sons of God were led by the Holy Spirit. We're not led by circumstances. We're not led by opportunities. We're not led by our own hunger. Not led by our own desires. We're led only by the Holy Spirit if we want to walk like Jesus walked. And Jesus died like a man. He died, you know, and gutted. You know, remember that sword was stuck in his side and came out, you know, water and blood. I mean, it's one scripture says that he didn't even look like a man anymore by the time all that was done. So he died like a man, was born like a man, died like a man, and he was raised as a new man. So Jesus said, you know, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall have no life in yourselves. And that Christ has been tempted in all things, yet as we are, yet without sin. So Jesus was the Son of Man.